This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
Today's Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is brought to you by Pelican Brewing Sparkle Hops. Sparkle into the new year with the hops you love and fruity flavors with Pelican's non-alcoholic hop-infused sparkling refreshers.
Daily Ticker time here on Dirt and Sprague. Joe Fish, Rashad Taylor sitting in here with you today. Let's go over to the Cotton Bowl. That'll be played tomorrow at 4:30. You can catch that right here on The Fan after our Orange Bowl preview show. But to preview the Cotton Bowl and the matchup between Miami and Ohio State, we have Adam Lichtenstein of the Miami Sun Sentinel. He is Miami Hurricanes beat writer. Wanted to get a Miami perspective on this just because, obviously, being up here in Oregon, our Ducks are familiar with the head coach of Miami, Mario Cristobal.
A little bit.
We are also familiar with playing this very Ohio State team in the second round of the playoffs. Adam, thank you for joining us here this morning. What are the vibes like with this Miami team, more so the Miami fan base, rolling into the Cotton Bowl against Ohio State?
Hey, thanks for having me. And I think maybe I'm projecting a little bit here, but I think everyone's kind of just ready to kick off already. You know, there's all the festivities and pomp and circumstance around the bowl game. It's a bowl game and it's a playoff game. And I think, you know, it's been almost 10 days since they played A&M. I think they're just ready to play. I think they're ready to go. Like I said, maybe it's just me projecting and I'm ready to cover this game and go home. But, you know, I think they're ready to go.
So we all know that Ohio State has a really talented front seven. So I'm curious of how can Miami really establish the run and try to really control this line of scrimmage in this important game?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. You know, all season, the Hurricanes' offensive line has been one of the best in the nation, particularly at protecting Carson Beck. You know, they've done an excellent job. I think they've only given up like 12 or 13 sacks all season. So they've done a great job of keeping Carson Beck clean. And when he's clean, he can make, you know, make his reads, go through his progressions, and pick out the open man. The question is going to be the running game, because the running game was huge, obviously, against Texas A&M. Miami couldn't do much down the field. Neither team really could because of the wind. But Miami, in particular, kept things pretty close to the line of scrimmage and relied on running the ball. That's going to be tougher this week with Caden McDonald, especially a defensive tackle. He's one of the best run-stopping defensive linemen in the country. And then you add in guys like Arvell Reese and Sonny Styles, and that's just like an insane defense to go against. So Miami at times has had a little bit of trouble getting pushed in the running game. They haven't been super explosive up until really the A&M game, where they were able to break off a few really, really crucial big runs. But that has been an issue kind of throughout the year. You know, they've been able to maybe grind out a couple yards at a time, but they've struggled to have explosive runs. And Ohio State is not a team that's probably going to allow many explosive runs anyway. So it's going to be a really tough battle, and I think it could be the one that decides the game if Miami struggles in the passing game too.
Well, from your point of view, just coming out of that Texas A&M game, it was an extremely impressive performance defensively for Miami, but offense obviously getting that touchdown late in the game, leaving a little bit to be desired. From your point of view, do you feel more confident that Miami's going to have a chance in this because of their defense, or less confident because you're like, boy, I mean, Texas A&M's defense, while decent, I mean, held Miami to just 10 points, and they're going up against Ohio State, one of, if not the best defenses in the country?
Yeah, I'd be lying if I said I was confident, like very, very confident one way or the other. I do think like the conditions at Kyle Field did play a big role. And normally I'm not one to chalk up a lot to that, but those winds were swirling, you know, the flags were ripping, like it was crazy. There was one pass that stands out where Carson Beck had his receiver open. He had a beat on his guy. He's streaking downfield. Beck throws it up, and Beck said after the game a couple days later, he's like, I let that ball go, and I'm thinking that's a touchdown. And the wind just caught it in midair and blew it out of bounds. And after that, they really stopped trying to throw the ball downfield. If you go back and watch the game, Carson Beck, I think, only had two passes of more than 20 yards, like down the field, both of which were incomplete. They just were not trying to do that. They were trying to keep things, you know, close to the line, you know, spread the ball out and try to make plays that way. And that's what A&M was able to stop. Like Malachi Toney, Miami star freshman, he is a great playmaker. He makes things happen in space, but he could not do that against A&M. A&M was locked in on him. He only had like 22 receiving yards all game, and 12 of those came on the game-winning little pop pass. That's technically a pass. I don't think that's going to be as big of an issue in this game because the game's indoors and the wind's not going to be howling. I think they'll be able to move the ball downfield a little bit better. Or at the very least, they're going to try to. You know, obviously, like you said, Ohio State has an excellent defense, and if they can put a clamp on that, then that's a huge problem for the Hurricanes. But they're definitely going to try to expand the passing game, try to make the offense a little more explosive than it was against A&M.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The Hurricanes have a bunch of really explosive offensive players. You mentioned Malachi Toney, but Carson Beck, Mark Fletcher Jr., a bunch of guys on the offense. But who do you expect to be the unsung offensive hero for tomorrow night's game?
I'll say there are two guys I'll single out. Neither of them, we didn't see a ton of them doing much against A&M. One is Gerard Pringle. He's the number two running back for the Hurricanes. He's a freshman. He kind of started getting more time in the last month of the season. As some other guys were banged up, Mark Fletcher missed a couple games. So Gerard Pringle started getting some more playing time. And he has that kind of burst that Mark Fletcher doesn't really have. And I like Mark Fletcher as a running back. He's a big, powerful back, but he's not the fastest. He doesn't have that extra gear. And that's why, like, you look at that long run he had against A&M that set up the touchdown. That's why it was only, I say only in air quotes, a 55-yard run and not a touchdown. He doesn't have that extra gear to fully get away from people. Gerard Pringle does have that. And, you know, the Hurricanes relied on Fletcher against A&M. They only gave Pringle one carry. So I think we could definitely see more of Gerard Pringle in this game. He has that kind of extra shiftiness and extra speed to potentially break off some big runs. And I'll pick out another guy. I'll say it could be either C.J. Daniels or Keelan Marion. Like I said, everyone knows about Malachi Toney by this point. He's a star, one of the best receivers in the country. But Miami didn't have that number two guy against A&M who they could turn to when Toney wasn't able to make plays. And I think Keelan Marion or C.J. Daniels could be that guy. Daniels, he's a veteran. They're both veterans, but Daniels has kind of got that very good that hand-eye coordination, the ball skills. Like everyone, you could look back at the season opener against Notre Dame where he made that, you know, still might be the best catch of the season, that, you know, leaping grab in between like three defenders. Like, he has that kind of ability in him to make those stellar plays when the ball comes near him. And then Marion, he doesn't have quite the explosiveness that Malachi Toney does, but he is very fast. He can make things happen. And he's come on strong the last month of the regular season. And I think, you know, you get the ball to him in space, he can also make some things happen.
And just to wrap things up here, again, I started saying that we're very familiar with Mario Cristobal up here in the Pacific Northwest with his time here at Oregon. What's like kind of the pressure angle for him? Obviously, it's before the game. We don't have the context of how the game plays out. But are Miami fans just like, hey, we won a playoff game? He kind of, you know, exercised some demons by getting that win at Texas A&M. So anything at this point is gravy, or is there pressure on him to win this game or at least make it a closer game than what the spread is saying at 9.5 right now?
Yeah, I think it's more the, you know, playing with house money bit at this part. Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong, Hurricanes fans are dying to win this game. It's not just a playoff game. It's also, you know, there have been games in between, but this is basically a rematch of the 03 national title game, 2002 season, where Miami fans still believe they should have won that game. And there's a whole psychoanalysis you can dive into with that, like, you know, where the Hurricanes fell off after that, you know, losing that game and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So, like, Hurricanes fans want this one really, really bad. But in terms of, like, how they judge Mario Cristobal, I think it's kind of house money at this point. You look at where the program was before he got here. You know, we're talking about 20 years of basically national irrelevance, you know, becoming a laughingstock, not being able to win the ACC. You know, the biggest thing in 20 years was the turnover chain, like, which was fun and all. I like the turnover chain. But, you know, this is not a nationally relevant program for 20 years. And that, you know, talking about dealing, like, psychic damage, like, that's devastating. You know, you want to be relevant. And Cristobal, he comes in, and the first year, they're terrible. They're 5-7. They lose to Middle Tennessee State at home, which was embarrassing. The next year, they get a little bit better, but there's still those embarrassing moments, like, you know, everyone goes back to him failing to take a knee against Georgia Tech and costing his team the game, like, directly, which, again, terrible moment. No excuse for that. But then since then, the program's really been on a full upward trajectory. You look at last year, they go 10-2, and they just missed the playoffs because their defense wasn't quite good enough. This year, they go 10-2 again. They still tripped up a little bit in the middle of the season, but they got that signature win over Notre Dame. They beat Florida. They beat Florida State. They beat Pittsburgh at the end of the year. And they sneak into the playoffs, and you know, they go into Kyle Field and win that game. So I think, you know, he's shown that the trajectory of this program is going up. Like, I think that's what Hurricanes fans want the most. Like, of course, are there some who are impatient, who are like, who demand a national championship every year? Like, of course, but every fan base has that. I think anyone who's rational, who can look at this program and see where they are now compared to where they were 4 years ago, will say, yes, he's doing a great job. Like, sign me up for more of this.
Great stuff, Adam. Appreciate you coming on, giving us the Miami angle for the Cotton Bowl that will be tomorrow at 4:30. You can follow Adam at AB Lichtenstein, LichtenStein. He is with the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Again, appreciate you coming on. Have a great time tomorrow covering the game and experiencing everything that comes with it. And again, appreciate you coming on today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.